family, this morning, I ask that you would just go with me to the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of St. Matthew. And today we want to focus on chapter 7, and primarily verses 7 and 8. Chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. And as I read, I ask that you would listen with me to the word. And what the Lord Jesus, who is the Word, who is the Logos, what he is saying to us, I believe in this very hour, as I read, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receives, and they that seek, find. And to them that knock, it shall be open. And today, as a subject, I want to approach it like this. I'm not too proud to beg. Not too proud to beg. Not too proud to beg. May the Holy Spirit amplify what the word has spoken and what he is speaking now, and let us be filled with the Father's wisdom and his power, the building of his kingdom and his righteousness. Amen. If the Lord be willing, it is my intention to share from this passage of scripture over the next Sundays, the next services to come, from the principle, if you will. It's funny, it's an acronym too, ASK. ASK. Ask, seek, knock. Ask, seek, knock. It's amazing that those three words actually reflect an acronym, and it is ask. A. Ask, seek, S-S-K, knock. Today, I simply focus on the Lord's advanced directive, if you will. Ask, and it shall be given you. And let me, at the top of the hour, if you will, let me say that the verse does not simply reflect that we are only to ask, but we are to ask, seek, and knock. And let me also clarify that whatever we are asking for, whatever we are seeking for, whatever we are knocking for, if it is not in the will of God, if it's not in his purpose for our good and for his glory, we are simply out of order. And we dare not expect that God will acquiesce or comply to answering our prayers or rewarding our efforts that contradict his will, that are in opposition to his righteousness and to his holiness. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, which means, y'all, that God is never unstable, and he's never shaky. He's never unstable, and he's never shaded. You can always, hallelujah, you can always bank on the Father and helping us to grasp how awesome God is, that he is never stable, that he's never shaded, that he never wavers. Prophet Moses shared in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, again, Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, Moses shared something like this. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? You can always, family, you can bank on our Father who resides in heaven. Family, the Holy Spirit is reminding us again this morning, and I say this sincerely and in faith, that the Father is able to perform and perfect. And if you will, he's able to perfect and to perform all that he has promised to those who love him. It begs repeating the question, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? As we consider the lifted text this morning, taken from specifically verse 7 of Matthew chapter 7, it is critical to comprehend what the word ask, what that word really means. The English word ask corresponds to the strong key number 154. Y'all can check it out whenever you want to. You can Google this. The strong key number 154 for the word ask. It comes from the Greek word A-I-T-E-O. To me, as a country boy from Gainesville, it's kind of like A-D-O, A-I-T-E-O, but I know we got some theologians and Christologians who have gone to seminary school and gone to theology school, and they probably pronounce the Greek much better than me. So y'all forgive me if I have mispronunciated the word. But the word A-T-O, it can mean act. It can mean request. It can mean beg. And I hope y'all are still with me this morning. But that word, A-T-O, A-I-T-E-O, from the Greek, means to ask, to request, or to beg. And to ask denotes not only an action, but it is a present imperative active word, meaning it is a command that is expected to be followed not once, but as an ongoing process. Ask, as used in this verse, it doesn't mean one and done, but again, it is an ongoing process. And I'm not sure about you, but in my mind, in my Christological mind, before I really delve into the Word of God to rightly divide the Word of truth, I was in the genre of, I'm just too proud to beg, because I ain't going to ask you more than one time. See, you know, if I ask you something, that's cool. That's one time. But if I ask you more than one time, to me, I don't know about you, but for me, it seems like I'm begging. And this morning, I'm so glad I'm in good company to beg. I'm not too proud to beg, because it is a present, imperative, active, and an ongoing process to ask. Hallelujah. Ask, and it shall be given. Regardless of whether it's in the context of ask or petition or request, whether or not it means beg in absolute terms, it does denote that there is a relationship between two parties. It reflects, if you will, someone who's seeking something. For example, something by an inferior from a superior, a beggar from a giver, a child from a parent, an employee to a supervisor, or by us as the faithful sons and daughters, a request, a petition, a big ask, if you will, to the Most High God. And the common denominator for me this morning is that regardless of my last name, and regardless of my education and my college degrees and my intellect and my so-called gifts, my anointing and appointing, if I ask you something, it means that I don't have the wherewithal to meet the need myself. When I ask, it means that I'm in the weaker position. I can't do it all. I'm reminded of my father who told me, and I was sharing this with Sydney this morning. One time, Daddy Mac told me, he said, son, you can't know everything. He said, son, I don't know everything. He said, I just buy what I don't know. You know, that's why I've got a doctor, and I got a lawyer. I've got an accountant. I've got a dentist. And I got a bishop, because I don't know everything, so I try to buy what I know. Well, sometimes we don't even have to buy it. We just need to ask. Hallelujah. Ask, and it shall be given. Too often, we are simply too proud to ask. We're too proud to beg. And too often, we don't want to ask because we want to think of ourselves. And we want people around us to think that we are all of that. And a Mercedes-Benz. Hallelujah. We're all of that and a Rolls Royce. I'm talking about beyond a bag of chips. We all of that. And the bling bling, if you will. But family, in this stubbornness and our, at times, unwavering pride, we can find ourselves stuck in the miry clay and suffering because we are simply too proud to A-I-T-E-O, to ask, to petition, to request. Perhaps at times, we're just too proud to beg. I'm reminded of Sister Vivian. I'll repeat it, rephrase it, if you will. And when we are, hallelujah, when we are comfortable or stuck in our most favorite miserable feeling, it is hard to get us out. And some of us don't want to ask because we have our inner guilt, and we have our own particular self-doubts, and it's hard to get us out of that most favorable, miserable feeling. Some of us just don't want to be transparent and recognize that we find ourselves in a situation where we have bought what we wanted. Now we've got to ask for what we need. Some of us don't want to ask because we are not convinced that the Father is God all by himself. And that he can do, hallelujah, he can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. I'm just coming into, hallelujah, a greater maturity. I just want to be full grown to coming into a greater maturity to just ask. And let him work it out, because I know God is able. And today, hallelujah, I'm hearing in the atmosphere of faith and in the atmosphere of love that the Lord Jesus is reminding us to ask in his authority. And it shall be given unto us. It shall be given unto us. As an illustration, on last Monday night, a week ago, I came home early in order to make some transitions because Keita and I are going to attend an open house at Fitness High School. And I was talking to a client, and as I'm talking to a client, Danielle, who is 8 years old, she caught me, y'all. She caught me. And I'm on my business call, and she knows I'm on the business call, and she's whispering to me, and she's being polite because she knows that I'm on the phone, and she says to me basically, Daddy, Mama said that you could take me to Walmart to get a dinosaur toy. I could go and buy this dinosaur toy that she wanted. And the girl is smart. The girl is smart. The girl is smarter. She knows me. And she knows that typically I'm going to ask her, well, what did Mama say? And she knows that, too. She knows about the advanced directives. At 8 years old, she already knows about the advanced directives that the two shall become one, if you will. So she says to me, Mama said, it's okay. I'm glad she didn't say Mama said to knock you out. I'm just glad she said Mama said it's okay for me to just go to Walmart and get the dinosaur toy. So, hallelujah, I said to her, okay, babe. And we go to Walmart, and we get the dinosaur. Now, I wouldn't find out until the morning after when I talked to her sister, Sydney, that there were some conditions precedent before she was supposed to get the dinosaur from Mama that they had. Well, God, I didn't know about that part. Hallelujah. All I knew is that she asked. And Daddy gave. Brothers and sisters of the Living Church, we need to have the faith of an 8-year-old and to boldly go, hallelujah, boldly go where our pride may not allow us to go and remind us that, hallelujah, help me, Holy Ghost. The word said, not Mama said it right now, but the word said it's okay to ask in his name. I'm not talking about hocus pocus. I'm not talking about I dream of Jesus. I'm just talking about when we act according to the rightly divided word of truth. We can ask, hallelujah, and it shall be given. We need to remind our family. We need to remind our children. We need to remind our co-workers and our supervisors and our physicians. And we need to remind ourselves, and more importantly, remind our Father, hallelujah, what the word says. Remind and repeat. Repeat and remind that the word says, ask, and it shall be given you. Remind and repeat that the word says, if you abide in me, and I in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be. Repeat, hallelujah, and remind yourself that the word says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. We need to remind and repeat the word and say to ourselves, delight yourselves also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Repeat and remind and repeat the right to divide the words through. The Holy Spirit is calling us out in this hour. He's calling us out of darkness. He's calling us out of deafness. And he's calling us out of dumbness. And he's calling us out of being lame and seeking blame. He's calling us out of all those things and calling us into the praises of God's marvelous light. Wherever we feel inferior, in every aspect of our lives where we feel some sense of lack, I'm praying that the anointing, the Holy Spirit, would empower us with the rightly divided word of truth, to destroy the yoke of our memory. Oh, God, I can hear other Bible preaching now. When our memory becomes our enemy, but I'm asking the Holy Ghost to break the yoke of our memory that has become our enemy and call back to our remembrance of who we are and whose we are. Who we are, hallelujah, and whose we are. And now we know, hallelujah, that word. And now we know, hallelujah, all things. And now we know all things are working together for the good, hallelujah, to them repeat, hallelujah, and remind yourself who you are, hallelujah, and whose you are. We can do all things, hallelujah. We can pray all things. We can ask all things. We can receive all things through Christ who strengthens us. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm going to share from the Amplified Version of chapter 11 of Hebrews. And at the appointed time and season, I've asked Dr. Elder Cupburn for her to preach this thing out. But I want to draw our consideration, our concentration to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the first through the third verse. And I read again from the Amplified Version. It says, now faith is the assurance. Now faith is the assurance. The title deed, the confirmation that we have. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Those things that are divinely guaranteed. And it's also the evidence of things not seen. The conviction of their reality, faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Now faith is that assurance. And for this kind of faith, the men and women of old gained divine approval. And I like the third verse because it's powerful to me. By faith, glory be to God, that is, with an inherent trust, an enduring confidence in the power, with the wisdom and goodness of God, we understand that the world, that's plural, y'all, we understand that the world, the universe, the ages past, present, and future, we understand that the worlds were framed and created, formed, they were put in order and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what is seen, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Oh my God, that's why we want to ask, and it shall be this. So my sisters and my brothers, this morning I just dare you to ask God. I dare you to ask God. I just dare you to ask God, who by the power of his word is able to create what is seen. And also, he's able to create what we need out of things which don't even appear. He can call for those things that be not as though they were. I'm so glad that we're serving a God like this. So don't be too proud to ask. Don't be too proud to beg. It's yours for the asking. It's yours for the seeking. It's yours for the knocking. For everyone that asks shall receive. For everyone that seeks shall find. For everyone that knocks, it shall be open. Don't be too proud. Beg. Amen.